What's going on?
Hello.
How are you?
Good
James.
To see you. James, how are you?
Awesome.
Salvatore.
What's up, man? Trent. Nice to meet you.
Michael.
Gary, this is my brother Dylan. He can't hear you, so.
Such a pleasure.
Yeah, awesome.
How was your day?
It's going well.
Awesome. So, we're here.
Yes.
Came out all the way from Miami. Spoke to you on the podcast a year ago. You remember? We're talking about social media marketing. If you don't mind, I just have. I'm just gonna look off this, but man, first off, I want to thank you so much for letting us come. It's crazy. It's I envisioned this ever since we talked on the podcast. I seriously asked him.
Serious, man.
We talked about this. Yeah,
so we run our bathroom wall every day.
It's awesome. One of our goals this year was to be here. So just want to say thank you. But yeah, I mean, just maybe a little intro to get started, so you know a little bit about us. I'm 17. This is my brother. This is Michael, Salvatore, Trent, Dylan. We've all been connecting through social media. We met, what was it? I think a Facebook group, and we just connected and just been grinding together. So we started the social media marketing together, I think. Yeah, us together. And then I started with him after he came back from college. We've been just grinding out, learning sales and marketing, trying to get, you know, better every single day, just learn as much as we can, make as many mistakes as we can, and just get better every single day.
With the purpose of selling something? With the purpose of providing a service to people?
Yes, a service. Digital marketing, more lead gen. We started out with, I mean, we didn't really know a lot. I mean, we started learning from a lot of other people online. The best thing that happened to us was making the mistakes, learning.
Of course.
Going
through the process.
Exactly.
That's the problem we've come into now is where we realize we don't know what the hell we're doing.
I get it.
So what I did was I took a job for a big lead generation company. They think that I'm a consultant, so I'm just going to go learn from them and then do exactly what you do, right? We realize we messed up a lot, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, you guys know my spiel. Like, a lot of the reason I tell people to go work for somebody for free versus make pretend you're an expert is make and pretend you're an expert, especially in something that's quantifiable, is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because when Pizza Joe hires you because he thinks you're the kids and you're gonna figure it out, and he spends $2,000 on ads and he doesn't get enough people buying pizza, he's like, those kids ripped me off.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. It's because they.
And I don't care what certificate or what course you took, nobody gives a fuck.
That's the problem that we've seen in the year, is a lot of these business owners are like, I did this once and he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah.
So
right now we're in the process of putting our money where our mouth is. You know, we've tried to start charging, and it really wasn't our fault because we didn't know. We're like, okay, we can charge this. This is who told us this. But then we realized, okay, we need to get results first, and then we could charge. That's what we started doing. I mean, that's pretty much a little bit about us. But we're here today because not only do, I mean, we know this is going to be good for our brand. We just do. We're just trying to be upfront with you. That's how we like it. And I'm sure you do as well. But I can honestly say, I don't know about you guys. You've changed my life, sincerely. I feel like I started a YouTube channel, May 2017. I didn't know what could come of it. I just knew it was going to be good things. And I was like, okay, so Gary, I should listen to him. He's doing something right. So I started it. I have about 4,000 subscribers. It's not crazy, but it's a lot to me.
1,000 more than zero.
Exactly. And, the biggest thing for me is I'm impacting so many people. And I'm so direct with people. It's just, that's one of the biggest things. I never knew what could come of it. So I want to say thank you for that as well. And just, again, thank you for having us here. So my first question to you would be, since you've helped us so much, is there anything we can do for you at all? What can we do to help you?
I'm so glad you said, we were so scared you were gonna say no.
I want you, yeah, no, because I usually say no, which is what you knew was coming, but I actually decided to say yes because I'm picking up on the vibes. You have to make me, there's one thing you can do for me. Never be full of shit. Because that's what everybody who's 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, the biggest problem right now is people think fake it till you make it is working.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
No, definitely people are picking up on that.
I'm aware.
That everyone claims they're an expert.
I'm watching you guys very carefully. The reason I said yes was because you gave me something in the first 6 minutes we're here, which was you're giving me a glimmer of hope that what I'm up to has a real shot.
But we're not doing that.
What do you mean?
So you're talking about Lambos, watches.
I am. Well,
we're not.
I know you're not.
Yeah.
because you've gone through a process. Not that you got to the Lambos and this, you just got to, we know what we're doing, we can charge people, wait mm-hmm. a minute. And instead of tripling down, which is what a lot of you kids are doing, because a lot of times when you see the results, the answer was more bullshit, not less.
Yep.
You guys took a step back because I'm putting that voice out there. And you're like, wait a minute, there's this voice versus that voice. We went this way because this one sounded better. Mine doesn't sound as good at first. Hey, kids, eat shit for a decade. Like, who the fuck? I was 17. I don't forget. Like, so the fact that you got so quick to let's take a step back and actually, like, really take a step back, let me get a job with something, 4,000 is better than zero. Here's the key. The key, that you can do something for me because there's certain people who listen to you differently than they listen to me, right? Don't get ahead of your steez ever again. What normally happens now, a lot of people, then you do this, then there's a little success, and you get back a little bit to a version of the first thing.
Mm-hmm. You get comfortable.
Yeah, that's what's happened to us.
Yeah, I get it.
We made a little bit of money, and then we were like, hold up, we don't, like, buying this shit really doesn't matter. Like, we enjoy helping people, business owners, in the, you know, not to your ability, but the ability that we can.
And as long as you actually mean it for real, not that it's the beginning stages of a mastermind. And by the way, that's fine too. Just don't be full of shit.
Yeah.
You want to fucking, fine. You enjoy it and you go down the 99.9% cliche path that I don't go down, that it leads to charging people $10,000 a head to like learn how to do it. Then fucking say it in the beginning. Don't make pretend for 2 years and then fucking drop them with the mastermind course.
Yeah. You're speaking, it's so real.
We talk about this like every
It's so real what you're saying.
Oh, I'm fucking much smarter than I even let. I actually feel like I've duped everybody by not talking about how smart I am. Mm. I don't talk about being smart.
You don't?
I'm super fucking smart.
Why?
Because I want to help.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it makes me feel good. I like admiration more than I like money. I don't want your money. I want you guys to think I'm the best.
You're doing a good job at it.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever...
And I don't mind you not thinking I'm the best at first.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
I get it. Of course. You know why? Because I don't want to be like I don't want to be... I want to be cheered when the buzzer goes triple zero. I don't mind being booed in the first quarter. Everybody else wants to be admired being up 41-0 at halftime, but they're going to lose. I know that's what happened. I'm watching, man. You have to understand that there's a big thing that hasn't happened yet. The economy hasn't collapsed yet. Wait till you love me a lot more in 6 years when shit hits the fan and all the jokers are working at fucking Citibank. Wait till you really feel the benefits of what I'm teaching you. It also feels better.
It does. Yeah. That's
like, it's like you lay everything out there. You really have nothing to lose. It's like all
it's
these people.
Last fucking
exactly.
Battle rap, right?
Exactly.
It is.
Everybody's listen. Most kids are full of shit right now on this thing. I understand why. You know, alpha boys. Like I understand the red blooded nature of like pretty girls and like private play. I get it. I don't begrudge it. I don't even judge it. For as much as it seems like I'm judging it, I really don't. Like what? Who am I? I don't want to judge anybody. I just want to tell them the truth. And the truth is it's not going to work.
Yeah.
In the long term. Great. You had a great fucking 22 to 24 and Vegas was fun and fucking it was awesome. But I know where it goes, which is then when you lose and everybody, unlike when my generation lost, it was hidden, you're going to be publicly losing. And that's not something most kids can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets into drug use and abuse and fucking depression and a ton of shit that scares the fuck out of me.
That's interesting.
I mean, at first it was like, yeah, we want the cars. You know, we live in Miami. We see it every single day.
It's fucking propaganda
yeah,
into your head.
Exactly. And they're after doing it for a while and helping so many people, in my eyes, I mean, you're helping millions of people, but the couple thousand, 10,000 people I'm helping, it's like I'm at the point where it just feels better. You know?
I get it. And now the question becomes, are you capable to make money in a way that allows you? Because you should be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
That's human. And like one of the reasons I can play for admiration, not money, for my audience is because I know how to make money outside of my audience.
So that's where, excuse me, the power of a brand maybe comes in?
Or, like, forget about the sneakers, which is fun. Like, this is more like me learning more than making money for my audience. Because
sure.
if I want to make money from the audience, I wouldn't give all the money to K-Swiss.
Right.
It's more of me learning. No, it's more of like VaynerMedia doesn't get money from people, not my audience.
Yeah.
My audience doesn't hire VaynerMedia for that aren't the CMOs of the biggest companies in the world.
Gotcha.
It comes from, could you use the same thing that's getting you fame or awareness to sell, like, could you guys have a third homie or friend whose mom makes the best honey in
mm-hmm.
her bee farm in the outskirts of your town and somewhere up in by Jacksonville, Florida, and now you started a honey company
mm-hmm.
and you're running Instagram and Facebook ads and you sell $4 million a year of honey and you make $2 million in profit versus 10,000, 4,000, 3,000, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just own it from the beginning. Be like, yo, I'm on this journey. I'm going to do this for 6 years, and I'm going to teach you guys how to do it, and that's my plan. At least you're authentic about it.
Should you... I mean, there's so many... Like you're saying, there's so many kids in our generation who... The jets, the cars, the girls, blah, blah, blah. I feel like it's just in a something within me where I want to go and try to help them and say... just try to put them on a different, not path, but be like, you know, that's not going to matter in a couple of years. Should we care about that? Should we just let it go or let me win?
I think it comes down to whatever makes you happy. And things can change.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it. What made me happy at your age was to pay back my parents for bringing me to America and being nice and awesome.
Holy shit.
And I just wanted to build the business as big as possible for them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I left at 34 and had nothing.
I wish us entitled, like Ryan, I feel entitled because I'm in America. Like, I wish I had that. I wish we all had that mindset.
I get it.
We're so lucky. Like, I tell everybody, we're so appreciative because we really do have it easy. We live in America.
We have a great era where the economy's been good for, like, since you could even know of such a thing.
Sitting with you.
You know, there's so much opportunity. Technology is the most important thing in the world that comes more native to the people that grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Patience, man. That's the thing that people have. They don't perspective of time.
Something I think.
I always talk to alpha dudes. I'm like, if you actually understood that all the pretty girls you want in the world, if you ate shit for 10 years and worked hard and built something for real, that all your 30s would be, you would have the world to your oyster. If that's what you care about, you would do it. If you knew that was true.
Our first little taste of patience, I think, that we had, we discovered a way to, not discovered, we put in a system in place where we were generating a lot of appointments for our business, like, day to day. And we were like, dude, I fucking miss cold calling. We got a little taste of, like, this is happening too quickly, and I actually liked the grit. And in terms of selling, this is another question I know he's going to ask you. I know myself, like, we soak up everything Grant Cardone says, but as we're getting more and more into this, we get more experience, and clearly, we just realize that the way you sell, it's like, it's an easier close, it's more money, but here's the thing, it takes a long time, right? I don't know, man.
You know the best part is? It's super authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't begrudge Grant or anybody else. Everybody can do whatever they do. I'm going to win in the end, man. And it's not even going to be close.
We know it.
We know.
We know.
Like, yeah.
I don't know what else to say, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in the fake battle of, like,
sure.
who's doing what.
Right.
I'm not too worried
about
it.
Like, who's the greatest entrepreneur.
Yeah, and I'm not even worried. Like, it's also about intentions. And everybody's got different scorecards. I have a lot of friends that look at me and be like, you're an idiot. Like, you could be... Enjoy. What if you die tomorrow, Gary? I'm like, I'll feel better that I did the right thing and it's all on the record versus fucking 19 extra fucking private plane flights. That's what would happen if I die tomorrow.
Right.
That's the answer. Like, you have to know what makes you happy. You know? Somewhere along the line, very recently, I'm like, ugh, admiration, huh? Interesting. I've never heard anybody say that. That's what I'm playing for? That's weird. Why? Is that an insecurity? Is that a strength? Am I that good? Am I that bad? What the fuck am I doing? And you still don't ever really know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I just know, like, I can't sleep at night if I peddle something that I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm too capable. I'm a better dude because I'm more talented. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I proved it. I did it before any of that, you know?
Yeah. I got to ask you, if you were to go back to 16, 17, 18, to 24, 25, with the social media we have, what exactly would you be doing?
Super Bowls by now. I really, man, I would have crushed it because I don't care about other people. And so, like, I would have been, like, flipping sneakers, and I would have started that.
That's what he's doing.
I would have been that kid for sure. That would have led to, like, I'm pretty self-aware. I don't think I would have been, like, oh, I'm going to build eBay. I don't get suckered in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's many different versions of planes and trains and girls. There's also VC. Silicon Valley's a version of that. Like, I'm just in my own shit. I know what I am, and I know what I like, and, like, I would have been in it. Like, I would have really struggled graduating from high school, I think.
I think I'm going through that because it's not like I don't believe in college, and I want to ask you what your opinion is, but...
My opinion is very, very straightforward. If your parents are paying for it, and you want the four-year vacation because you're like, when will I ever have this much fun? I think it's a great debate. If you're taking on debt, I'm super not interested, especially if you give a fuck about this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be a lawyer or a doctor where like the machine that makes you a lawyer or doctor has to see that paper,
yeah.
Well, that's what you have to do. But if you want to be an entrepreneur or a business person and you're that just doesn't map, like it's just not real.
Do you think that people could, because what I hear a lot from older, you know, relatives that are in business and went to college or dropped out of college, the biggest thing I'm hearing is the connections. The people you meet could potentially
There's
help you in the future.
Meeting college, that's a better connection than me.
Word.
Meaning, and I know that can come off as like a dickhead, egotistical statement, because guess what? Somebody, the 18-year-old me, or the, forget me, the greatest person ever could be in your class or not. Like, me, you know, that's laughable.
Yeah.
Cool. Give me $160,000 over 4 years, I'll put you on a path where you'll meet a hell of a lot better connections. In Asia and Africa. And, like, get the fuck out of here. That's the worst reason to go to college.
I got you.
And honestly, let's start over. You know how sad, if that's the ROI of college? Really?
Connections.
Like, join the Soho House.
Yeah. I also want to ask you, I mean, we always talk...
Pay me $40,000 a year to sit right here and intern for me, and I'll introduce you to every single person that walks through here that will dismantle the connections you make at fucking Florida State. It's fun, and it's a vacation.
Yeah.
It's just binge drinking more from high school.
No, it's it's fun. It's freedom.
Yeah.
It's freedom.
I definitely got my taste of that the first year I went to University
yeah.
of Miami.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I didn't have a ton of friends. I wasn't part of a frat. Yep. Not that that was a problem. I would read, go back to my dorm, do
yep.
my thing.
Yep.
And then when I hopped on what he was doing, I was always in the background. I wasn't the face of it
yep.
with the vlogging and the YouTube.
It. I got it.
But now that I've seen the success and how much it can help and how much it makes me feel good to help other people, I mean, I've started doing it. And now I want to
awesome.
Just put my nose to the grindstone and not go back to that kind of like sad, shallow path.
And look, I wouldn't... branded as sad and shallow, not matching what you're about at this moment.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, some people need it. Some people, like, had parents that suppressed them and they wanted to have fun and, like, actually exactly what they need
uh-huh.
right now is fucking hooking up and drinking and blacking out, like, and getting scared and, like, not being in a... Everybody needs different shit. So, like, to me, it's just taking the positive on anything. I don't want to shit on college. I just want to shit on people that propaganda college without looking at the kid. I listened... And I'm like, oh, fuck, don't shit on you, Em. Super fun, plenty of fun, it's fine. It's just not where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't value what it's giving you.
No.
I think
I'll give you a great example. Mount Ida College, where I went, right? It wasn't giving me what I needed in far as, like, it's going to teach me something in class or even socially because I was going home and working here. But it gave me two core things. One, it was such a minority school, like, African-American, Latino, like a lot of my hip-hop swag comes 100% from the 4 years. I learned, you know, urban culture. I learned urban culture, for real, for real. You know, like I was in it. I got better at basketball, that's real. And, you know, and I made some friends that I talk to every day, you know, like, not every day, but I talk to this day. So it gave me value. It gave me, you know, it taught me, I mean, I got much smarter with street smarts, you know. Just learned. I watched kids. I'll tell you the best thing, I think, for college is actually just watching your fellow fucking classmates so you can figure them out so you can sell to them whatever that may be in the future. Like, I want to go to college now just to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You'd have a field trip.
I'm aware. But I have a field trip in any environment, so I love to travel, just sit in the airport and watch. That's how I watch.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the way people, like, watch animals in the wild and, like, the experts on fucking jaguars, that's what I do with people. But, you know, it doesn't have to be sad. Or I wouldn't pass judgment on your homies that are 20 and loving it, because maybe that's what they need. Doesn't mean that you're wrong either for what you need right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's a great framework to think about it. Like, I think right now a lot of kids are, like, getting into, like, judging each other, like, yo, I'm a hustler. Look at my fucking idiot friends just doing drugs, and I'm a hustler. But, like, when you peel what they're doing it for the same reasons.
I hear this every day.
Entrepreneurship became the cool new thing, and you're just using your fucking Instagram account to say you're an entrepreneur to do the same thing that the frat is doing. Like, you know what I mean?
On a different level, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
It's not even a different level. It's you're exposing another cultural thing to actually get to the same thing, which is acceptance from others and getting shit you want. And to me, like, cool, but let's not bullshit. That's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get high in your own supply.
Okay.
Don't have a viral video that gets you from 4,000 to 50,000 and think anything different. And, like, if you love the high of helping other people, cool. And if you change your mind, you're like, oh, fuck, now I need to make some money because I fell in love and I want to start a family. Like, you have to be honest about the fuck you're doing.
I think so, too, because there was a point where I would lie to myself, and you feel guilty every single day to yourself. It's 100%. It's like,
and once you lie to yourself, you lie to everybody else.
Exactly. It just doesn't turn. It's a downward spiral.
100%. And I think you'll end up where you want to be. You're so early in the game. You can do all the right things for a decade, and you can be selfless for the next 10 years and then pop out and be selfish and have tons of leverage.
Yeah.
All right. We got to go, right, Alex? Alex, yeah?
Okay. How can we beat you in one sentence?
How am I
beatable? And before you say... you're not. I know you're not.
How can, is that a question?
Yes, it is a question.
Like, define beat.
I mean, everything that Gary Vee is and mm-hmm. everything that he's doing, he's like the here's red, here's white, here's black. This is Gary Vee.
Mm-hmm.
How can we make the impact that you're making and
have no selfish wants or needs?
Okay.
My leverage comes from I want less. I want less money.
Was there a point where you did it for the money?
Not really. The money was a scoring mechanism to being good at entrepreneurship, something I thought was cool. But then it transformed when I realized, getting the most doesn't mean, like, you could just raise capital and take money off the board, but your company dies.
Mm-hmm.
I want, and then so it transformed into something of an ambition of having real long-term, right? You think I've got something going on right now? I'm telling you, wait till the economy collapses. I'm gonna rise like a fucking phoenix. Because everyone else is gonna get smoked out.
Mm-hmm.
Tried and true wins.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Jeez.
But I think that's the vulnerability. The vulnerability is like, I still am wired in a way where like, I...
Let's get some pictures, man, so we can get some likes.
You know, where I still have certain wants or needs, but like if I was really at a place at 42 right now where I didn't have a family and I could live in a studio apartment and like I'd be completely unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. I wouldn't write a book, you know?
Now you gotta go. You wanna take a picture, Mike? On that side?
You know?
Gotcha.
The only way to beat me is to want less than me. And I, for my talent and ability, want way less than the other people that look like.
Got it?
Yeah.
Cool. Next.
It's on one.
Next in line. You got it.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It means the world.
James, take one.
God, this thing's heavy.
He wants to be the first deaf YouTuber that, like, does comedy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And that is so fucking powerful. Ugh.
There's no one.
It's so amazing.
I tell him, use his greatest, like, his, like, what's wrong with him?
What was that? What are the dynamics? Friends and brothers? What's the dynamics?
The three of us are brothers.
And the two of us.
You two are brothers?
Yes, sir.
The three of you. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. And you two got connected originally.
Yes.
In a Facebook group.
Yeah.
Where am I going? Am I leaving or the client's here? See ya.
All right.
See you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.